USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Residents in Jackson, Mississippi are getting good news.
We can now announce that we have restored clean water to the city of Jackson. We can state that the boil water advisory can be lifted for all those who rely on Jackson's water system.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves making that announcement Thursday. The city's water crisis that lasted several weeks prompted Reeves to declare a state of emergency in late August after there was no reliable running water in the city. President Biden approved it and pledged federal aid. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. The head of the UN's World Food Program says as many as 354 million people around the world are marching towards starvation. David Beasley also warned the UN Security Council 50 million people across 45 countries are suffering from very acute malnutrition and are knocking on famine's door.
A global emergency of unprecedented magnitude, with the threat of mass starvation growing all the time.
Beasley blaming COVID's economic impact, inflation, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Democrats and Republicans are taking note.
After getting no reaction from the Biden administration for years about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Governor Ron DeSantis says he did send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard this week. Now everyone is talking about the border.
We take what's happening at the southern border very seriously. Unlike some, and unlike the President of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border.
President Biden.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
California is doing what they believe is necessary to protect kids online.
California will be the first state to require online companies to put kids' safety first. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom. The bill that is modeled after a similar measure in the United Kingdom will require tech companies that provide online services attractive to children to follow age-appropriate design code principles aimed at keeping children safe. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A usually very busy and bustling Washington, D.C. is quiet this Friday as both the Senate and House are not in session. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.